على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ياسين والقرآن الحكيم إنك لمن المرسلين على صراط مستقيم تنزيل العزيز الرحيم لتنذر قوم ما أنذر آباؤهم فهم غافلون لقد حق القول على أكثر فهم لا يؤمنون صدق الله مولانا العظيم علامہ محمود آلوسی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ ہوز آتھر آف روح المعانی ون آف دا گریٹ تفسیر اوتھینٹک تفسیر آف دا ہولی قرآن ہی ہیز مینشن دیٹ اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی ہیز بگن سورۃ الیاسین وچ از دا ہارٹ آف دا قرآن ود دا ذکر اینڈ دا ریفرنس of the heart of the whole world, meaning our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent him down as rahmatul lil alameen, mercy for the whole of universe. As it comes in the hadith that first of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the nur of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and through the nur of Allah, so through the nur of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the whole world and whatever it contains has been created. In the beginning, excuse me, it comes in the one of the hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed to Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam when he's created, laulahu lama khalaqtuka. That, O Adam, you are asking about this personality whose name has been mentioned with my name on the arsh. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you should know, if I wouldn't have intention to create him, I wouldn't even created you. Your existence in this dunya, in this world, is because of my Habib, my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because I wanted him to come from your progeny. And that's why I created you. So you can imagine what a great status, how lofty position Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has among all the creations. In one of the ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed him, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَّةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا. That we have sent you down for the whole of mankind and all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a warner and as a giver of glad tidings. Bashir, those who follow and obey, there will be glad tidings for them to be entry into the paradise. And those who disobey and reject and rebel, there will be warning, the very severe punishment waiting for them. So one day, even Jibreel alayhi salam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sitting, and he asked Jibreel alayhi salam that how you, is you also got benefit through me, because of me? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was thinking Jibreel salam was very old, how many thousand years before he was already in existence. Even Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not even born. And he is very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's always close to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is a Sayyidul Malaika. He's a master of all the angels. All the revelations, divine scriptures to the prophets from Nuh alayhi salam all the way to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is the only one single angel, Jibreel alayhi salam, used to bring all the divine scriptures, wahi, revelation. So his status amongst all the angels is very high. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, do you also benefited from me? So Jibreel alayhi salam humbly requested and admitted that, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even I got benefit from you. You see how, so he recited this ayat which is revealed in the Holy Quran. إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ ذِي قُوَّةٍ عِنْدَ ذِي الْعَرْشِ مَكِينٍ مُطَاعٍ ثَمَّ أَمِينٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has confirmed in this verse that Jibreel alayhi salam is an Amin angel, meaning he is not doing any dishonesty. He is very honest angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever commands Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent through him, he had received and delivered exactly as it was, you know, given to him, the task, the amanat, the trust. So he say, this glad tiding, this confirmation I never had before. Since you came in this world and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started revealing the Holy Quran upon you, and look, my name also has been mentioned in the Holy Quran, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has confirmed that my duty, my task was full of honesty, and I am very, you know, honest angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is very great status for me granted through you, because of you. So look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how vast in his envelope and encompass and his touch to each and every nation, each and every creature, each and every creation has been in this world and around this world. Nevertheless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this Suratul Yaseen as the heart of the Holy Quran, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the heart of whole the universe. The center point of universe is existence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is why his nabuwat, his risalat, his prophethood will continue till the doomsday, till the last day. And his sharia will continue till the last day. And his book, the Holy Quran, will continue till the last day. Contrary to all the prophets who came before him, they were limited time period and their books had already expired and the sharia has been already out of existence. But this dignity Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted to our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So one day one sahabi came and asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, Ya Rasulullah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lives, where he resides, what is his physical address, what is his zip code in today's term? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lives in the hearts of the believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resides in the hearts of the believer. And the heart of believer is so strong, so massive, that it can take the burden and responsibility of Almighty Allah. Allah loves to stay in the hearts of the believer. One Urdu shair poet has you know, made the mafhum of this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam very beautifully in his couplet. He said, Ardo sama kahan teri wus'at ko pa sake, ardo sama kahan teri wus'at ko pa sake, mera hi dil hai wo ke jahan tu sama sake, mera hi dil hai wo ke jahan tu sama sake. He said that the heavens and earth, where they can bear your load, they can bear your existence, they cannot. Because that's why even not let alone Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, but his tajalli, his book, the mountains and heavens and earth refuse to take it. Inna aradna al-amanata ila as-samaa'i wal-ard فَأَبَيْنَا أَنْ يَحْمِلْنَهَا وَأَشْفَقْنَا مِنْهَا وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. That before we given this task, this responsibility of the Holy Quran, to the heaven. We presented in front of the heaven. We asked them, can you bear, can you this burden of my Quran? You can see how might the sky is, how strong the sky is, how lofty the sky is. He refused. So, Ya Allah, I cannot bear your tajalli. Same thing, earth, how wide is the earth is, and the earth refused. Ya Allah, we are very weak. We cannot bear your burden. Mountains, they refuse. And other place, Surah Al-Hashr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. See, if this burden of the Holy Quran, if the tajalli and nur of the Holy Quran could be revealed upon the mountains, mountains would perish, shattered into the pieces. You couldn't bear it. But insan has taken this responsibility. إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. Allah Ta'ala said, the insan is very ignorant. And he's very, you know, he doesn't understand, he just took it. You know, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted this ability to human being, and amongst the human being, the believer, the mu'min, 9 years old, 10 years old, small little boy, can have the whole Quran, 30 chapters in his chest. So this is the great responsibility. It comes in the riwayat that Jibreel alayhi salam being such a strong angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to destroy the Qawmi Lut, those who were doing homosexuality at the time of Hazrat Lut alayhi salam, since then it started and it is spread very, very fast into this time, Allah save our young generation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Hazrat Jibreel salam to punish them. Jibreel salam came down and he has 600 wings. He just took one wing, and on top of that one wing, he took the four big cities of these people who are living there, lesbian and gay, and took them all the way on his one wing, all the way to the sky, and put them upside down, throw them upside down and punish them. So Jibreel salam is such a strong angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he said, it was very hard for me to bring the ayat of the Quran, unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy for me. Without permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for me, even I cannot bear the burden and weight of the ayat of the Holy Quran. It is so heavy. It is so weighty. And that is why when the first revelation used to come upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even in the days of the winter, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to get perspired, sweat on his Mubarak face and Mubarak hand. Even he used to ride on the camel because of the, you know, burden of the wahi and revelation. The camel used to sit down on the ground. He couldn't bear. One day he was sleeping on Hazrat Zaid radiallahu ta'ala on his thigh. He was just sleeping. And all of a sudden, an ayat of the Quran revelation started there and there. And his Mubarak head was on the lap of Hazrat Zaid radiallahu ta'ala. He mentioned later on that when the revelation started, Rasulullah's same head was so normal before, it became so heavy. I thought that my thigh is going to break down today. I couldn't bear that burden. So that was the burden of the Holy Quran. But how easy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it for us to memorize it. And that is because of his promise. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِذِكْرِ فَهَلْ مِنْ مُدَّكِرِ. We have made it very easy. This our zikr, this our Quran Majid, for those who wants to memorize. Who is there lucky one who wants to memorize the Holy Quran? Anyone wants to learn and memorize Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for him. And there are the examples that people memorize the Holy Quran within a month. There are the people who memorize the Holy Quran within 3 days, every day 10 chapters. So this is the living miracle of the Holy Quran. Nevertheless, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the rahmatul alameen in the heart of the whole universe. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, innaka laminal mursaleen. And why this innaka laminal mursaleen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is confirming that verily you are amongst my Rasul and my messengers. Because the kuffar, the first addressee of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the people of Makkah, Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, Utbah, Shayba, Walid ibn Mughira, these the leaders of the Quraysh, they said, lasta bi mursila. That you are not, we don't believe that you are Rasul of Allah. You were just, you know, grown up in front of us. We saw you, you have no father, you are yatim, you are orphan. You don't even have your own house. And now you're claiming that you are the Rasul of Allah. We don't believe you. Lasta mursala. So before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi could reply to them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah. In Surah Al-Yasin, innaka laminal mursaleen. Don't believe to them. Don't get offended. Whatever they are saying, I, your creator, your Khalik, your Malik is confirming. And this is the proof that I am revealing the ayat upon you. Innaka laminal mursaleen. That verily, definitely, more certainly, you are amongst my Rasul. Ala surati mustaqim. And you are on right path. There is no other way. You are on the straight path. My brothers, Sirat Mustaqim, this word of Sirat Mustaqim has been mentioned in the Holy Quran for 45 times in different places. Hudal Sirat Mustaqim has been mentioned for 45 times. And with the Sirat, you know, Hidayah with the Sirat Mustaqim, Sirat is mentioned 45 times. With the Mustaqim is mentioned 32 times. So, it's showing the importance of the Sirat-i Mustaqim. What is the Sirat-i Mustaqim? Sirat-i Mustaqim is the straight path. One day, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the Sirat-i Mustaqim? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam draw. Sometimes he used to show them with a practical example. Because Bedouin Arabs were very simple people, uncivilized people. You know, so Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to give them very simple, practical, easy example for them to understand. So he drew one straight line on the ground, on the sand. And then he drew small, small lines right and left. Then he called the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and he said, look, this is the straight line you see, that is the Sirat al-Mustaqim, straight line. And what you see right and left, small, small lines going a different direction. This is the shaitan, devil, who's sitting on that path and diverting people from the right path. And just imagine, my brothers, to go on the straight path is so important. Those who are driving on the way, if they miss one exit wrongly, if you turn right or left wrongly, we don't know how, where they're going to end up. They won't be able to go to their destination. Wherever they wanted to go. To be on a straight path, on the same road, it's very, very important and essential. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made compulsory for us to recite Surah Al-Fatiha in every rakat of every salah, whether it's a farz salah or nafal salah. And in every rakat, we have to ask and beg to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Oh Allah, you are the only one who can guide us toward the right path. Because there are very, very great chance a person can be deviated, can miss the Sirat al-Mustaqim and end up to the hell with the shaitan and devil. So that's why we have to keep on repeating, asking, begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the Sirat al-Mustaqim. What is the Sirat al-Mustaqim? It is the tawfiq to do the amal. We have the knowledge. We have a lot of knowledge. But we are not following. You know, we are not practicing upon our knowledge. So this is the dua we're making to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, whatever knowledge we have, the knowledge of the Holy Quran, the knowledge of the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, please give us a tawfiq and ability to work on it, to make amal on it. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, to make amal on it. This is the dua we all have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ala siratim mustaqim, oh my prophet, don't worry whatever they are commenting and saying to you, but I am guarantee you and I am affirming you that you are on the right path. تنزيل العزيز الرحيم. That this Holy Quran, تنزيل العزيز الرحيم, which is revealed through the Aziz, very powerful. Allah, this is one of the sifat, attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Aziz, very powerful, very strong. And Al-Rahim is also attribute name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is very powerful, very strong, and is very, very merciful. Because what happens when a person has a physical strength, you know, is bodybuilder and very strong physically, he boasts upon his strength and his power, and unnecessary sometime he harms some poor or weak person because he has some kind of, you know, power or ego within himself because of his body and because of his strength. So he misuse sometime, abuse sometime. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is confirming that I am very strong, I am almighty, but with that I am merciful. I don't abuse my strength unnecessarily. I don't oppress anyone unjustly. I am Rahim. I am full of mercy. I am only utilizing my strength when is need and necessity. Unnecessarily, I don't show my power, my qudrat. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. Al-Aziz, Al-Rahim. Tanzeel, Arabic word, revelation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used two words for the revelation. Some of the places he used the word inzal. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. That verily we have revealed it on the night of power. Laylatul qadr. The Laylatul Qadr, you know, the night of power. And here is saying Tanzeel. What is the difference between Inzal and Tanzeel? Linguistically, Inzal means revelation in one shot, in one time, all together. Like Torah, all 9 tablets granted to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam on the Mount Tur in one shot. Given to him, take it. Khuz hadal kitab, take it and go to your people and start preaching. One time. Injil, the New Testament, was given to Hazrat Isa alayhi salam in one shot. So anything given to in one shot altogether, it is called Inzal. That is why ulama explained that in the Laylatul Qadr, in the night of Ramadan, this Holy Quran was revealed from the Lawh-e Mahfuz, from the preserved tablet to the first heaven, all together. From Lawh-e Mahfuz to the first heaven is revealed all together. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. And from there, from first heaven to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was revealed bit by bit. And that is what Tanzeel is. Tanzeel means revelation, not in one shot, not in one time, not all together, but rather little bit, as need and as necessities arise. So on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the whole Quran was revealed from first heaven on the chest of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in period of 23 years. It took 23 years to completely reveal upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that is what Tanzeel is. And why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this Holy Quran upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? لِتُنْزِرَ قَوْمًا مَا أُنْزِرَ أَبَاهُمْ فَهُمْ غَافِلُونَ. So you must inform and warn them. Inzar means warning of some calamity, some, you know, azab is coming in future, coming very near to you. And you want to save them, you want to protect them. And you are warning them, look, this is what is going to happen. Be careful, be mindful. So this is called Inzar. So لِتُنْزِرَ قَوْمًا. So through this revelation, through this Holy Quran, you must warn your people, قَوْمًا, your people, addresses the people of Makkah, مَا أُنْزِرَ أَبَاؤُهُمْ, because their predecessors, their forefathers were not informed or warned. فهم غافلون and that's why they are unmindful. They are negligent, they are unmindful because their forefathers were not warned like this. Because imagine, from the time of Isa alayhi salam to the Risalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Rasulullah sallam proclaimed his Nabuwat at the age of 40, it's about more than 500 years of gap, 570 years of gap. So between this period, there was no Rasul, there was no Nabi, there was no reformer, there was no one to guide the people towards the right path. So because of this gap, no one was there to show them right path. So people they went astray. They were misguided and they started worshipping idols. They started worshipping more than one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because there was no tabligh. There was no inzar. There was no warning. There was no bashara. There was no glad tiding. There was no right ilm and knowledge. There was no someone who can reform them, who can, you know, educate them, who can teach them the right path. It's a very big gap. 500 years, more than 500 years. So that's the reason why their forefathers were very, very uneducated and they had no information with regard to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Basically, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he started preaching, there were three challenges. Number one, tawheed, oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Arab culture, the Arab society, the people of Arabia, it was very hard for them to believe that whole world, such a huge world, can be run and created by one single deity, one single almighty Allah. Logically, they could not comprehend it. Logically, they could not stomach it. They could not digest it because they were so used to worshipping so many idols. They were in the Kaabatullah, which was built for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna awwala baytin wudi'a lin-nasi lalladhi bi-Bakkah mubarakun lil-'alamin. Hazrat Ibrahim salam and Ismail salam build Khane Kaaba, the Kaabatullah, for the only worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Kaabatullah itself, there were 360 idols, statues, different shape, different design. Every tribe, every khandan, every family has its own idol. And they used to go to worship their own idol. And everybody's idols were different, different shape, different look. And, you know, for different desires, for different needs, they had different kind of idols. If you want rain, go to certain idol and worship him and sacrifice animal for him to please him. If you want children, go to the different idol. If you want victory in the war, go to the different idol. If you want, you know, victory over the enemy, go to certain idol. So for every need, for every necessity, they had the different idols. So this kind of culture they were living in, and they were abroad in this kind of ideology. Now to leave and reject all those idols and to believe only one Allah can do all these things, they could not stomach it. How can one single person can responsible of the rain, responsible of the food, responsible of the children, responsible of the victory and all this thing, all in one? They couldn't stomach it. So that's why they were rejecting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he was inviting towards Tawheed and oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second problem was the Risalat. As I mentioned, they said, no, you are born in front of us. We are elder than you, Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab. They say, we are older than you, we are your uncles. We know you, you born here, you are son of Abdullah and Amina, and you, you know, grown up in front of us. You had nothing, you are financially, you are very poor. You don't even have your own house. You are living with your uncle. How can you claim all of a sudden at the age of 40 that you are Rasul of Allah? How can we believe? We need some extraordinary personality with a strong power and mighty. Then maybe we believe, but you just born in front of us. So they refuse the risalah. And the third one, they used to believe when a person die is finished. There is no resurrection. There is no second life. There is no life after death. So this is what they were refusing and rejecting. And in Surah Al-Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has addressed all these three topics very uniquely in detail and very nicely. The subject of Tawheed, the subject of the Risalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the subject hereafter that, life after that, hereafter, the Qiyamah. All these three major subjects had been mentioned in detail in the Surah Al-Yasin. That's why, one of the reasons that this surah is regarded as the heart of the whole Quran. Inshallah, may Allah give us tawfiq to practice upon it. We'll continue tomorrow, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdhi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdhi, nashhadu la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.